This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you know anything about the history of computer science, you've probably heard the name Alan Turing. He's called the father of computer science for formalizing ideas like the algorithm and computation. The famous mathematician also played a key role in helping the Allied forces use code breaking against the Nazis during World War II, which is why it may come as a surprise that a few years later he was convicted of homosexuality by his government and died at the age of 41. Well, this week Turing got a royal pardon. Danny Shaw is a home affairs correspondent for the BBC. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Alan Turing, he's sort of most famous as a code breaker during World War II, right?
Absolutely. Alan Turing was a brilliant mathematician. And during the Second World War, he operated from a base at a place called Bletchley Park. And what he was involved with was a group of people who were trying to find out what the Germans were up to. And to do that, they had to crack particular German codes that were being used by the Nazis to send messages. The Nazis relied on something called an Enigma machine to set those codes up. And what Alan Turing and his team did was to crack that code. And it is widely believed by historians that Alan Turing and his team shortened the length of the Second World War by 2 years.
Now, tell me, a royal pardon, that is, I would guess, akin to a presidential pardon here in the U.S. What is a royal pardon and what does it mean for Turing and his legacy?
What it means is that Alan Turing's name is completely cleared, because what happened to Dr. Turing is that after the war, he was convicted of an offence called gross indecency, which in essence was a conviction for being homosexual. He admitted having a relationship with a man, and at that time it was illegal in England.
And it was beyond illegal to a certain degree. I mean, people were really being persecuted and castrated and things like this.
Absolutely. Instead of going to prison, he accepted the alternative punishment, which was chemical castration. And 2 years later, he died from cyanide poisoning. Now, at an inquest, a verdict of suicide was recorded, but there are doubts as to whether he really did intend to take his own life. So, in essence, this conviction for gross indecency, for being gay, basically destroyed his career and led to his death. And that is why the pardon is so important, because it wipes the slate clean and it says Alan Turing was a great man and he should never have suffered the injustice that he did suffer.
Danny Shaw is a home affairs correspondent for the BBC. Danny, thank you very much.
You're welcome.